The main character of the story is a paraplegic that wanted to start experimenting with astral travel. Goes outside of his body, goes traveling, goes a little bit too far, and kind of like an Icarus type of thing. He goes a little too close to the sun. There's supposedly this gold umbilical cord that's attached to your solar plexus when you go out and do this out-of-body experience. So I just had that burn off, and he just kind of floats out there and gets lost. Ether is stagnant, air pushes it around. It's the beginning of thought, you know, it's where ideas come from. It's the last element, I guess. It's the element that you have to have that or you can't have anything else. Group called the Clisti that Rasputin was a part of. They were this Orthodox cult. So they're out in the woods, you know, wearing robes. These crazy monks that like, wore all black and these giant crosses and these crazy beards. You know, they had these crazy orgies and they would be in the woods and get naked with each other and dance around and, you know, kind of like a whirling dervish, you know, spin around and let the spirit infect your soul. And then when you're overcome with the spirit, then you start having sex and creating life when the spirit is inside you. They were using divinations to tell the future when you're trying to channel a spirit, you know, from the spirit realm. They started, you know, like having a seance, and this guy came through as needing help. So when they were summoning spirits, he got pulled in to their circle. He was able to explain to them from the other side what his predicament was, and they decided that they were going to help him. So they knew that Rasputin was about to be assassinated. They knew that there was nothing that they could do to stop that. So what they did was they had this spirit of this boy go inside of Rasputin. And when Rasputin was murdered, Rasputin, the wise man, took the boy's spirit and was able to lead him back home to his body.